It's a handoff up the gut, and this one gets to the 40-yard line before forward progress is stopped by number 77, Austin Geiger of Lakers. And looks like that'd be Matt Nobles on the carry yet again. This time now fourth down and about 2 yards to go for Reese. They're at the Laker 40-yard line, trailing 22-0. We played 3 minutes in the third quarter.
All kinds of Lakers defenders there. I seen Preston Warren in on that play as well in the backfield and helping make that stop. And all of a sudden now it's fourth down and short for Reese, and a crucial play here for them to start the second half, as another first down would really help the momentum to try and get on the scoreboard.
Receiver wide to the right, Nick Curtis. It's going to be a handoff, and it almost looks like a bad snap, and he can't get it off. And Lakers blasted right through the line and brings him down for a loss on fourth down and a turnover of downs as the Laker defense comes through in the clutch again. Looks like James Dubes flew out there like a cannon and brought him down the backfield. A tackle for a loss and a turnover of downs. First and 10 for the Lakers at their own 43.
Well, 24 of Reese. Luke DeRussell gets the handoff, but he is doomed from the get-go, guys. It's just like you said, Clark. There were three Lakers defenders in the backfield. It's an all-out blitz, and Lakers finds three defensive linemen in the backfield as DeRussell gets the handoff, and he sees three giant Laker guys, and he just goes to the ground for a big loss and a turnover of downs. Just when we thought Reese might have had something going, Lakers stomps out the flame and takes the ball over.
Double wing offense and a pitch to Taylor Cady coming around the left side. He's out across the 45 and brought down at the 48-yard line after a 5-yard gain brought down by Matt Nobles out of the secondary for Reese. Maybe even 6 yards according to the spot. He's at the 48-yard line. And second down, 4 to go for the Lakers.
And they pitch it out to the near side of the field, and that allows the running back to scan the field with a lead blocker in front of him. And as soon as he sees any kind of daylight, he's cranking it upfield, and he hits that gap. In this case, they get about 3 yards on a play that kind of looked like it was going nowhere. But when they get that block, you get an explosion up the field, and you get 3 or 4 yards when it looks like you're going to get nothing.
Warren in motion, and Wisner back to pass. Wide open is Taylor Cady at the 35, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Lakers! Taylor Cady brings in the pass. It's a 52-yard catch and run into the end zone. And Lakers strikes again, this time with 7:47 left in the third quarter. It's now Lakers 28, Reese nothing. Two-point conversion still upcoming.
This offense is really starting to grow on me, Clark. The running game can be kind of goofy at times, but boy, when they run play action, do they have a lot of options. And Brennan Wisner is excelling in this new offense. You see three receivers down the field, only two defensive backs. They take the end receivers, and Taylor Cady goes from the backfield right through the heart of the defense down the middle of the field between the hash marks. Nobody there, and Brennan Wisner doesn't miss him and delivers a strike right on point. Taylor Cady catch and run at full speed and goes untouched into the end zone for a big Laker touchdown.
And they're going to hand it off to number 8, and he's in. Jake Kretschmer staying up for the two-point conversion. With 7:47 left in the third quarter, it is Lakers 30, Reese nothing on the WLEW Sports Network.
I'm sure by now you've heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half the population in our country. There are a few things scarier than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Brent Wehner with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb in the Bay City area and ask about our Secure Checking option. Thumb National Secure Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our Secure Checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and 2 locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
Lakers ready to kick this off as they now lead 30-0 as the kick from Jake Kretschmer on the onside kick goes out to about the 44-yard line, where Tanoa Palmruder brings in the kickoff with ease on his knees, and he's down immediately. And it'll be first and 10 for Reese. Left to right across the radio with a 55-yard field to work with as they mark him down to the 45.
And Lakers wants no part of the return men of Reese. They've just been hitting low squib kicks, keeping the ball on the ground. And again, the front guys of Reese doing a nice job, just diving on the ball, smothering it, covering it up, and they start on their own 45-yard line. Pretty good field position. We'll see if Adam Fisher, quarterback and company, can find a way to get this offense moving again and keep Lakers' offense off the field.
Owen with that three-back set again, going from his back option. And Lakers is there to meet him at the original line of scrimmage at the 44-yard. Actually going to mark him down for a loss of a yard on the 44-yard line. And James Dubes comes in with the tackle as number 24, Luke DeRussell on your carry. For a loss of a yard, second down and 11 for the 44 of their own territory. Trailing 30-0, the Lakers, 7.5 left in the third.
And what an impressive tackle by James Dubes. Again, mind you, he's 2 yards in the backfield, again, at the time of the play. And he's being blocked and is able to get his arm out and make a tackle with one arm while being blocked. This defense of Lakers is playing absolutely fantastic in this game. And that is another special play. James Dubes making a great highlight tackle while being blocked. Reese going to spread it out, and I'll go back to the I formation.
Robinson on the near sideline. Fisher rolling to his right. He's in trouble. Green jerseys all over him. Breaks free of those. Comes back to the far sideline. One man to beat. And there is stopping him is Troy Chappell. And he's going to be brought down for a loss of 4 on the play. Adam Fisher had green space in front of him, but Troy Chappell hung with him like a magnet on his leg and comes down for a 4-yard loss, third down and 14.
It's a good play by both teams. Adam Fisher had nothing going. He was able to pull off some crazy Cam Newton stuff, spin around in the backfield. He gets to the sideline where it looked like he was going to be sacked for a 10-yard loss. He was able to make something out of it. But again, what amazes me, Clark, there's only 2 receivers running routes in that play, which means there are 7 guys protecting the quarterback, and they still can't really keep him upright. Big time kudos to that defensive line of Lakers.
Fisher back to pass again. This one's batted down right at midfield by Jake Kretschmer. Pass was intended for number 31 to Noah Palmer. We have a little extracurricular activity as Palmer is starting to show a little bit of frustration as he shoved a Laker player right at midfield. So this one from a 4th and 14 after an incomplete pass to an unsportsmanlike conduct against Reese. So a 4th and 14 takes them to a 4th and approximately 29 yards to go. So just making matters worse here for the Reese Rockets.
And it was finally Adam Fisher was able to step into a throw, delivered a strike, but the underneath guys, Jake Kretschmer, was able to reach out his hand underneath the pass play, cut it off, and deflect the ball to the ground. The intended receiver, 31, is Tanoa Palmruder. And as that ball came in, the ball was deflected in front of him, and he was tackled. And apparently he didn't like that very much because he came up with a little quick shove, and the officials didn't miss that. That's an easy 15 yards. And now Reese will have to punt it away from even worse position. And Lakers certainly looking like they're going to have excellent field position as number 12, Brennan Wisner, waits to return the punt.
Robinson's punt nearly blocked by Kretschmer, but he gets it off. High-flying punt, bounces at the 43, takes a Reese bounce inside the 35 and stops at the 34-yard line. 49-yard punt from Robinson, and Lakers will take over at their own 34-yard line, leading 30-0, 5.5 left in the third quarter. Reese maintaining a little bit of offense on that last one, but even though their drive ended with negative 19 yards in part due to that unsportsmanlike penalty. So Lakers back on offense with 292 yards on the night.
Wow, that Reese punter again, hats off to him. He's averaging 47, 48 yards a punt. Excellent job flipping the field on special teams by Reese, but a bad, careless penalty there really ruined the field position they were in. And now Lakers getting the advantage here now is good field position again, even after a great punt. Lakers will start this drive at their own 34-yard line. Excuse me.
First and 10, right to left cross radio, the 35-yard line, double wing offense, man in motion. That is number 26 for Lakers, Corey Minetti. He gets the pitch and he's across the 35 out to about the 39, and he falls forward somehow, dragging his defenders out to after a 5-yard gain. Matt Nobles brings him down. Second down and 5 for the Lakers.
It took 5 Reese defenders to bring him to the ground. It looked like a stand-up, no gain on the play, and he just kept cranking those legs and falls forward for 5 very hard-earned yards. And now that just goes to show you the team that is hungry and wants to win this game, guys, and that's right now. Reese is totally getting pushed back at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Second down and 5 for